USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
Reaction from Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
For the last 20 to 30 years, you can debate the length. We've had a bipartisan refusal on Capitol Hill by both big government Republicans and Ritz-Carlton Democrats to refuse to enforce America's immigration laws or to change them. Trump's only sin is that he's enforcing the law.
The FDA released a statement on Friday saying they're going to be removing barriers so more generic drugs can be created, which in turn should bring prices down. Starting July 1st, Illinois' minimum wage will be $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
President Trump has his first possible Republican re-election opponent. From Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican to challenge the president for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire on Friday morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee.
It upsets me that our energies as a society are being sapped by the president's culture of divisiveness.
The 73-year-old Weld says President Trump is, quote, too unstable to be president. Weld was VP candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bill for president in 2016.
Two suspects in the reported attack of Empire actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago are under arrest. Chicago police have not charged the two men or released their identities. Detectives do believe there is probable cause, though, to consider the two Nigerian brothers as suspects and say they do have a relationship with Smollett. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump continues to make protecting the life of the unborn child one of his main priorities. Faith and Freedom Coalition Chairman Ralph Reed was on Fox and Friends to discuss the pro-life record of President Trump.
I think if you look at the evangelical constituency, it was 27% of the electorate in 2016 and 2018. If you add in pro-life Catholics, it gets up to 35% of the electorate. Donald Trump won 81% of their votes. They were half of all the votes he received. Donald Trump isn't in the White House today without the strength of that vote. And if that vote had not turned out the way it did in 2018, not only would the Republicans have lost the House, they would have lost the Senate, and it wouldn't have even been close. So these are voters that, to be clear, are not ultimately partisan in their affiliation. They're driven by a set of issues. They're driven by a set of moral concerns. And at the top of that list is creating a culture of life that protects the dignity and the sanctity of every human life from conception to natural death, including the unborn. And by the Democrats pursuing this extremist late-term abortion and even infanticide agenda, which Gallup Ainsley found last year only 13% of the American people favor abortions in the third trimester.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.